In Russia, virtually all media is now controlled by the Kremlin. A new law threatens journalists with 15 years in prison for using words like invasion or war to describe Russia's military assault on Ukraine. Western reporters are leaving, and last week, the country's liberal radio station, Echo of Moscow, shut down. Here's the final broadcast announcing the end.
Российских военных в рамках специальной операции по защите ДНР и ЛНР.
Главный редактор Карина Орлова was Echo of Moscow's correspondent in Washington D.C. up until just a few days ago. Карина, welcome. Were you just shocked when this iconic news organization was knocked off the air?
Honestly, not so much. I expected that both Echo of Moscow and Dozhd, you know, this TV channel, TV Rain, that was also shut down, that they would be shut down even, you know, before 2022, because the situation in Russia with censorship and with a crackdown on opposition and liberal media was already so bad that it made no sense that they would allow Echo and Dozhd to exist. Of course, I could never imagine that they would physically cut it off air, because that is, you know, unbelievable. Mm. And do you know who is broadcasting on Echo's waves since today?
No.
Radio Sputnik.
The government.
Yes, the government, the RT offspring, you know, RT, this notorious TV channel, yeah?
So quite a change. The Russian government had accused your radio station of spreading false information about the war. I wonder if that's true. And like, explain how Echo of Moscow did report the news from Ukraine.
Well, to them, to the authorities, of course, it's true, because I personally appeared on Echo and I called the war a war, of course. Mm-hmm. And, okay, that's already a violation, right?
And not the special military operation that the government
required you to. Oh, no, right. I would never do that. And none of my colleagues did, to their credit. And, of course, I'm in D.C. I've been here since 2015. I am protected. They cannot arrest me and put me in jail. And now it's a 15 years imprisonment, right?
Right.
For spreading fakes, so-called fakes.
So considering the changes to the media landscape in Russia that you're describing right now, if I were to turn on the news tonight in Moscow, what would I see?
Oh, imagine, you know, to just to make it easier, just imagine it's shortly after U.S. elections in 2020, and you turn on the news, and everywhere it's Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's what you're going to hear in Moscow, you know, the equivalent to that. Mm.
But no images of tanks rolling through Ukraine or...
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no. No, no. Okay. Okay. So they still say, first of all, that this operation is taking place in Donbas, not even in Ukraine.
The disputed region to the east only.
Yes. Yes. And also, if there are some reports about bombings or something outside Donbas, then they would say that the Russian army is targeting only military bases. Which is, of course, a lie. They're specifically targeting civilians.
So how has that watered-down news content, that fake news, as you say, how has that helped Putin control the narrative and prop up his support for the war?
Oh, yeah, that helped him a lot. So this has been going on for 8 years, right? Almost 8 years. And it worked. The majority of Russians support Putin.
Right. Well, I can tell from what you've been saying that it's you know, never been easy to be a journalist in Russia. And I understand that you actually fled the country in fear for your own life 7 years ago. But now, with this crackdown intensifying, and even with Western news organizations leaving the country at this point, what is the future of Russia without an independent press?
Well, you know, the only good thing is that apparently Russia has no future as a country at all, because its economy has been destroyed. It doesn't exist anymore as such, right? And I think that, unfortunately, the Putin's regime will not fall without the entire country falling apart or falling down or collapsing, right? But that's the only way for the country to revive. Until that, until Putin stays in power, it's just pieces of a country, you know. There is no country as such. So, of course, there is no journalism, no media, just fake news. But it can't go on for long. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, it will all end and Russia will revive. And hopefully, we will not have a new Putin in 20 years or in 10 years. That's my wish.
Yeah. Karina Orlova was Echo of Moscow's correspondent in Washington, D.C. before the iconic radio station was shut down. Karina, thank you.
Thanks so much, Peter.